This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
I love that song. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's just a nice one. It's a good one. Train. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that song. Happy Friday, everyone. It's a wonderful Friday.
Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
Oh, don't worry, Maria. We will. This is a good one. So far, so good. It's only 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're fully like, Friday, how you doing?
Kill it.
You know what else is happening today, besides us freaking out over Friday? Jane has got the ultimate Eilish Alice upgrade. This is a big deal. If you're a Billie Eilish fan, yes, Jane, she's got your upgrade, yeah.
Duh.
A lot of people hand out concert tickets, you know? You listen to the radio, they're always like, hey, call now. But only Alice has this upgrade. The Ultimate Eilish includes 4 tickets on the floor to the Billie Eilish show on March 29th, 2022 at the Chase Center. So right there, 4 tickets. Not a pair, 4. A $250 merch package, 1 VIP parking pass, and a $150 cash gift card. This is happening today. 5 o'clock hour, listen to Jane. She's going to play 2 Billie Eilish songs back to back. At the end of the second song, start calling. Caller number 97 is going to get it all. 800-400-3697. I know we're not used to using our phones. I know you didn't even realize that thing you're holding all the time can make phone calls. But this is what you use it for. And we should be on your speed dial, because with something like the Ultimate Eilish up for grabs, come on! It's a good one. Why do you care for me when we all fall asleep? Where do we go? All right, so that's exciting. TV, it happens all around us in many different ways. You mentioned earlier the Olympics. They're underway. They've actually been playing games for a couple days. And tonight, it's actually going on right now. I think it's like a 4.5 hour opening ceremony. It started at 4 o'clock in the morning for us. And around 4:30, you can start to watch it. And you know, set your DVR to get that for you, and you can watch it on your own time, because it's long. It's a big parade, and then there's, I'm sure, some kind of big production number. Everybody got fired.
Someone just wrote in and said they do a cover of Imagine. Really? And I can't think of a better song to play internationally than something like that.
Right.
So maybe they created a moment, or maybe it flopped, but according to the texter, it was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
I haven't seen it.
Talk about a song that's with the right message.
Uh-huh.
Imagine. Okay, let's just imagine it. Saturday's schedule is going to include medals for archery, shooting, fencing, cycling, judo, taekwondo, and weightlifting. And then on Sunday, there'll be coverage with medaling events for swimming, diving, and skateboarding is going to see its first round of medals.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So you're going to...
I cannot wait.
Are you staying home for this vacation, a little staycation? Or you
yes.
Absolutely.
I'm doing house chores, surfing. Oh. I'm going to try to exercise twice a day.
Oh.
And get a bunch of chores done.
Well, that's ambitious.
It's not. I actually like exercising. It's just the time isn't normally there.
If you have Apple TV Plus, you'll be happy to know that Ted Lasso's back tonight.
Yay! Or
today, I guess, right? Don't they usually drop them at midnight?
Someone wrote in and said they watched it last night, so I don't know if it dropped at midnight, but...
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Did they say if they liked it?
Let me see. Sorry.
I don't want to know any spoilers or anything. I'm going to let them save up for a while. But the second season premiere of Ted Lasso, it's available now on Apple TV. Here's the deal, though. They're weekly. It's like the olden days. I guess they don't want anyone signing up for the 30-day free trial. But what a show. So great. I mean,
707 says, I watched the first episode of Ted Lasso last night. It was great.
That's all we needed to hear.
So excited for Ted Lasso. Bummed I can't binge them all.
You can. You just have to wait, though. It's a lot of willpower to wait. A lot of willpower. It's going to be a lot to watch when we get back. Damn. Yikes. Going to have probably, I think, 6 or 7 Big Brothers. And
I was just going to goof on you, but I can't think of that boy's name. What's the locker room attendant boy's name?
Oh, Nate the Great.
Nate the Great.
Yeah. I was just going to say, oh no, 707 says Nate the Great died in the first episode. But yeah, if you can't think of the name, you can't make the joke. And therefore, what am I doing?
Because they didn't text
time. Nate the Great. Name. Yay.
And I'm a Tig Notaro fan. I really like her, so I'm going to watch this. She's a comedian. She's been in some movies. And the first time I ever saw her was on Star Trek Discovery, which streams on, I guess it's now Paramount. It used to be CBS All Access. I'm not really sure what they call it now. But Saturday, 10 o'clock, HBO, Tig Notaro, Drawn, which is the first ever fully animated stand-up special, which is weird because she's an interesting person to look at. Why not just let her do her show? But okay, I'm sure that maybe she twists herself up into a pretzel. Things you can do when you're animated and not when you're just a human. So there's just a couple things for this weekend to watch out for. Mostly let's face it, Olympics are going to dominate for the next little bit. I'm a little concerned about this.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm on the Britney Spears bandwagon. I do think that even if you're, you know, a nutcase.
What?
She's not a nutcase. Let me find a better way to say this. Even if you're not the best at life, you still have the right to live your life. Lots of people fail at life and don't get conservatorships. You know, most of them aren't worth $60 million at the time, right? So, of course,
is she only worth $60 million?
I don't know what she's worth.
I think she's worth more like $250 million.
Whatever she's worth.
That's the problem.
The problem for her is that when she went off the deep, plenty of people go off the deep end. Plenty of people get committed, even if it's just for a little bit of time. Maybe placed on a 51-50 hold.
Yeah, according to Forbes, it's $60 million. Damn.
That's it?
I literally plucked that number out of my head.
Mm-hmm. As of June
I must
of
have seen
2021.
It. I must have seen it somewhere.
But that's Forbes. You know, there's a bunch of different
Maybe
sources.
She'd be worth more if everyone in her family wasn't
nursing
off of her. Yeah, let's see what her dad's worth. That's funny. What has her dad ever done besides...
What is his name? Jamie Spears?
Jamie Spears. Besides, you know, hold that girl down. So my feeling is, though, that people should be allowed to live their lives. And okay, maybe someone has to step in here and there, and especially if you're worth all kinds of money and people are there trying to steal it from you and you clearly need help. Fine. I think that the conservatorship was probably a good idea at the time. But now she clearly wants out of it, and she's a grown woman. She's almost 40 years old, and she wants to have her life back. The problem is,
leave her alone.
I'm trying to, but As I say this, I also saw her Instagram post where, look, she dances. So it's nice. It's a nice one where she dances. It's not the dancing that's the problem. Here she is going. She's dancing. She's wiggling. It's what she wrote on this particular post that I'm like, uh-oh. So I'm just going to read it to you verbatim, and then you tell me. I mean, maybe my advice here is, just keep your crazies in your head. By the way, she's practically pulling her pants off. She looks great. She says, so what do you guys do to keep your dreams alive? Just curious, because at this point, I'm not sure it's a good idea to listen to advice from some people. Yesterday, I realized all my tennis shoes were gone. I like them because I dance 3 hours most days and my feet hurt. So I put tennis shoes on my feet so my feet feel nice. Well, all of mine are old, so I ordered 4 new pairs, and they came in 5 weeks ago, but they were all too big, so I've been without them for a long time. So when I woke up yesterday and I remembered I had none, I pulled a Carrie Bradshaw and I ordered a bunch of new shoes online. My assistant's humbling approach, "Why don't you just see what you can find in your closet?" did not work anymore. I chose to blow. And guess what? My feet are soaring these days. I'm not going to stop buying a ton of shoes and heels ever. Little emojis of different kinds of shoes. I'm not going to settle. And considering the other day, I said, I feel like I'm just getting there. That's an understatement. It's been a while since I drove alone. And well, let's just say it's a different ball game because I'm not sure this stadium is going to be anywhere near America. Here is me dancing to pumped up kicks after cleaning my real living room with no TikTok, but a real grandfather clock that has a hidden door you can hide in. I know, I'm a kid at heart. After cleaning my cherry floors, I did my own version of play and cleaned with my new pumped up kicks, literally. And look, I'm flying. Maybe I'll just be nice and plant here and keep my dreams alive by thinking about visiting Saint-Tropez with Cher and eating ice cream. She was one of my favorite singers as a kid.
What is she saying?
And I love to dress up as her. And thinking about having a six-pack like J-Lo, Lord, she's so inspiring in her new video. Again, this is me with hope, love, and intention. By the way, I do intend on going to the ball after I clean my house. Oh, my God.
It's Britney, bitch.
That was all one post.
Huh? Oh, that's just, it's really very free flow and a kind of a glimpse into her mind. I don't think this is the way to show that you don't need a concern. I feel really bad, but stop posting. I mean, all of a sudden Cher's in it, and now she's Cinderella, and also shoes, and her assistant, and the humbling approach, and the driving by yourself, and the whole new world.
The J-Lo
what
abs,
the
yeah.
actual F is happening here?
A lot.
You tell me.
I can't, Vinny. I'm a little worried about Britney.
I don't look, I told you what I thought, which was, first of all, I don't think they award these conservatorships by accident or lightly. And I think that this is a lady who got had. Like a guy came into her life and took over it.
Yep.
Got her onto drugs, got her into contracts they had to get her out of, didn't he?
He took over. And he was controlling everything, including who could see her. He kept her family. What's his name? Adnan Ghalib? What was his name?
No, I thought it was Sam Lufty.
So who's the Adnan guy? He's another
guy,
right?
That's her current boyfriend, isn't he?
I don't know who her current
boyfriend
is.
I don't know enough about it. I do think that it's obviously it's very sad. But the truth is, she's someone who can be taken. That's the thing I'm worried about. I don't think her dad should be. If they need to remove her dad, then get him out of there. But the fact that she's someone who can be taken and could actually have all her bank accounts drained because she's not, I don't know.
So are we coming to the conclusion that the conservatorship is a good idea, but she should have some say as to who runs the thing based on with the help of a court? Like Jamie, I think
sad.
Jamie should be out. It seems very clear.
Right. She clearly wants that. I just think it would be sad if she finds herself unable to pay her rent because someone came in and
took advantage of what is clearly a wacky little brain.
That's 209 says, I've been reading the Britney's post thinking the same exact thing. Sarah, I'm glad I'm not alone in feeling that this isn't helping her cause or case. Sorry.
It really isn't. And I will say that I suspect a lot of stars have someone handling their social media. I truly believe that's Britney, and that's a peek into Britney's head.
Right.
Britney, stop letting us peek into your head. Really, it's not, you're not doing yourself any favors. But thanks for the dance routine. I did enjoy that. There's that. I mean, clearly she hasn't asked for our advice, and she says it's bad to take advice from people anyway. So this is interesting. This is an NFL thing that just came down, and I do it because I kind of thought the same thing last year, except that this time that it's going to be based on whether or not people are vaccinated. If you can't play due to COVID, and the person who got the COVID isn't vaccinated, you're taking a loss. I think this makes sense. The NFL players, if you say, I'm not getting vaccinated before the upcoming season, you could actually cost your team a ton of money, because not only do you take the loss, you've got to pay for the lost revenues. The team will have to pay. So the league dropped a directive yesterday that says if a team can't play due to COVID, a COVID outbreak among unvaccinated players or staff, they take a loss and the other team gets the win. And not only that, the team that had to forfeit is responsible for any financial losses due to cancellation. Players on both teams don't get paid. So you're not just screwing your own team out of a paycheck, you're screwing the other team out of a paycheck too. So if this all this goes away, though, if the game can be rescheduled. However,
yeah, so that's the big issue, though, is if they can cleanly reset the game, you're good. But that gets hard.
Especially if there are a bunch of these.
Right, right.
And they're saying the rescheduling has to be able to happen within the regular 18-week season. Obviously, you can't schedule something for once everybody's in the playoffs and they're not going to extend the season.
Right.
They're not going to add extra time for any kind of makeup games. If you can't get that game played and the person who got COVID was unvaccinated, I guess if you're vaccinated, they just figure out maybe you take priority over rescheduling. So whether a game can be rescheduled will depend on, quote, health and safety reasons at the recommendation of medical experts, as well as consideration of stadium availability, schedule integrity, fan convenience, and other appropriate matters. And I don't know what happens and who pays what if both teams have someone unvaccinated who tested positive.
I think what you're seeing as we backslide some, mm-hmm. and I don't think we've backslid, you know, back to where we were, but
no.
We're seeing spikes happen. It's real. In some states, it's really bad because they've not gotten vaccinations anywhere near the level they needed to.
Right.
But you're seeing now companies, the NFL being one of them. I've got a story right in front of me. Bay Area counties are urging employers to require vaccinations. That means mandating, like Santa Clara will mandate 22,000 county workers get vaccinated. So this
is
about,
come back.
Yeah, this is about your livelihood. It becomes, look, you have a right to not get vaccinated. You don't have a right to play in the NFL.
Right.
That's not a right.
And you, right, you don't have a right to expose other people who don't want to be.
So
they're going to pay a penalty for this.
I have trouble right now when I read all these stories. I get it. I want everyone to have their liberty and their freedom, and I support that. But the idea that you've decided to not listen to science and not get a vaccination, that's fine. But
don't come around me.
You don't get to go into a store and create a scene around other people who are just trying to pick out some vegetables.
Right.
Man, I'm trying to get a salad here. Can you just not? Can I not be part of your protest?
Right. Have your protest out front and let me leave a wide berth around you.
Yeah. It's just so that's good for the NFL.
Yeah. It's a big step to take. I definitely agree with them. It's the right one. I will leave you with this. The new Dune trailer is out.
Who's that?
Dune is Timothy Chalamet, but it's also like Jason Momoa. It's star-studded cast. Zendaya is in it. Zendaya. It looks absolutely amazing. Obviously, Giant Sandworms star in this as well. And if you want to check it out, it's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. We linked it up. There's actually a funny line in there where Jason Momoa and Timothy Chalamet, who's half of Jason Momoa's size, he's like, hey, you look like you're bulking up. He goes, oh, really? He goes, no. Walks off. you think so?
It's a classic.
Yeah, it really is.
There's a setup and the zinger. Really?
No.
But Timothy Chalamet's in it, and he's beautiful.
A little kid.
He is beautiful. Yeah. So we put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, the new Dune trailer. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
San Francisco's looking to replace their public trash cans, and you can't believe what one trash can costs. You can't believe it.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.